bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show is dedicated to our Blessed Mother Mary, and as we just celebrated Mother's Day last Sunday, we want to highlight the great gift of motherhood today and talk a little bit about mothers who are in the WINGS program or who have gone through many things in their lives because of incarcerated husbands. So we'll be talking about this as we get started and sharing with you some of the stories in the WINGS program. And once again, I hope that you enjoyed Mother's Day with your family. And it's a very special day for us as we attended church together and enjoyed family time. We also celebrated my little grandson, Emilio, who turned one this past Saturday, and actually we baptized Emilio 1 year ago. And so what a blessing to have his birthday celebration this year. And with that, we want to open up the show with the story really about moms in the WINGS program. And so, you know, we've had many men in the WINGS program, but we've also had mothers whose children are waiting for them to come home. And in the WINGS program, you know, we've had men with as many as 27 children, men who've had 10 children with 8 different women. And so for the moms out there who are raising children and handling the responsibility of food and shelter and clothing and tuition and making lunches every day and bathing their kids, changing diapers, and doing it all without a husband by their side, I take my hat off to you and I say thank you and God bless you for all of the beautiful work that you do as a mom. And there are many moms out there who are raising their children without a husband at their side. And it's hard work. It's hard to do. And it's truly one of the most difficult jobs in the world is to be a mother and have children to take care of. And we've had many men and women on our program. And many of them are married. Many of them have children. But we've also had women who have had situations that are quite difficult. Many years ago, we had a gentleman who was in the WINGS program, Randy, who actually was one of the first individuals to attend WINGS in a one-on-one format. And this was over at the Caron Farmel Correctional Facility in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. But I just tell you, Randy came through the program, and we went to court for him. And his baby's mom was there, and they had a child that was about 3 years old. And Randy was facing 35 to 70 years for his charges. And we were able to really do well for Randy. He actually ended up with about a 15 to 30-year sentence. And so we were able to cut that down at least in half, you know. And at the end of the actual courtroom case, we walked out, and of course Randy was in cuffs and taken into custody once again. But his baby's mom said this to me. She said, you know, I wasn't ready for all this. I'm a mom. I have a young daughter, and I'm only 25 years old. I just wasn't ready for all this. And I said to her, I said, you know, you're going to have to make a decision, because 35 years or 15 or 30 years is a long time. But if you love him, you'll stand by him and you'll visit him and write to him and call him. And basically, you know, one day he will come home. And so she had a decision to make. But I just tell you that there are many moms out there who are raising children by themselves because of husbands who are incarcerated. And so we've had many men, as I said earlier, who have been incarcerated and who have children at home. So our job has always been one and the same, to help men to make changes and to come home and to take care of their babies, moms, and children. And with that, we also encourage them to get married one day. But it is true that many of the men in the Wings program are unmarried and who have children. As we said earlier, we've had men who have had as many as 27 children. And that's really an unfortunate circumstance for the kids growing up without their dad. We've had men with, again, 10 children from 8 different women who are really out of control, undisciplined, and really need to, you know, form new habits and respect life and family life as God sees it. And so, you know, in the Wings program, we've seen all kinds of challenges for our men and the women who are home waiting for them to, be exonerated or serve time and then come home. We have had men who have told us stories about, their girlfriends. We had one in particular gentleman who was dating two girls, who got two girls pregnant at the same time, and both girls had an abortion without telling him about it. And he was devastated. But you know, that's the situation that is conducive for all kinds of results. You know, dating multiple women, getting multiple women pregnant at the same time. You never know what can happen because you're not committed to any one woman. And the law in the past has always been, since 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court said that, human offspring are not persons before birth and that you could take the life of the unborn child. It's legal. You know, and in 1976, the U.S. Supreme Court also said that minor daughters can have an abortion without their parents' consent. But they also said that men have no rights. And back then, you know, and this went on for decades, that men, married or unmarried, have no rights and have to really do exactly what the woman would like to do. And they don't have to be notified if the woman would like to have an abortion. So we've had men who have been recipients of two abortions because they got two women pregnant at the same time. And the reason we're going over this, my friends, is because we have to have greater respect for motherhood. The gift of motherhood, maybe the most powerful gift in the world other than life itself, is just something that we need to defend and protect and really put up on a pedestal and to, honor it, protect it once again, defend it, and to help our children to do the same as they come up. Now, many years ago, we had a young lady over at St. Mark's Elementary School in Bristol, Pennsylvania, who was in our pro-life talk, our family life talk. And in doing the talk, she revealed to me, a question about what I was talking about. And she said this. She said, "Mr. Montone, is what you said really true?" And we had gone through life at conception through birth and many of the statistics behind abortion, partial birth abortion, births out of wedlock, STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, and the death penalty. Well, I'll just tell you that she said to me, once again, "Is what you said really true?" And I said, "Well, why do you ask?" And I said, she said, "Because my cousin is pregnant." I said, "Well, how old is she?" She said, 13. I said, "Well, everything I said, my friend, is absolutely true. I said, does your cousin have parents? Are they supporting her? She said, oh, yes. They're very supportive. But she's 13 years old. She was in eighth grade and pregnant. And so this is where we really need to get the message, you know, out to our kids on the power of being a mom, the power of having children. And we really, you know, ask for our blessed mother's guidance on how to address the young girls, the young boys, in getting this message out to really defend motherhood, protect motherhood, and to, you know, get that message of chastity and abstinence out to the youth as well, which is so important. But she was telling me about a 13-year-old cousin. And so it got me thinking that we need to go to elementary schools with this program and really touch the hearts and minds of as many of the kids as we can before these tragedies come about. And, you know, we had been up in Boston and taught a program on television called How to Avoid a Broken Heart, where we were doing it for seniors and juniors, 17 and 18-year-olds who were in high school getting ready to graduate and who had already experienced a broken heart due to, you know, really undisciplined activity sexually. And so during the presentation, which was done on Reel to Reel up in Boston, we had seen a lot of girls shed tears. And they revealed to me privately that they had already experienced the disappointment because of being used by young men. And so they needed to make changes in how they, you know, look at sexually, you know, transmitted diseases, births out of wedlock, abortion, partial birth abortion, and really sexual activity. And so, you know, the program How to Avoid a Broken Heart touched many people as we were on television up in the Boston area. And I just tell you, it was a privilege and an honor to be there to bring a faith-based program rooted in the Word of God, highlighting the great gift of motherhood to the youth in St. Mary's High School. And it was very, very special, very unique. And in the Wings program, you know, we've had many men come through, many women come through, and motherhood and family life are always part of Wings. It's actually the third priority in our priorities for life. We look at priorities in life like this: God first, and then you, and then family, and then work, and then community service, and then hobbies and sports. Now, the stronger you are, the more you can do for yourself and your family. And that's the reason you and I come before our families. We need to get what we need to get to empower us to provide for our children, our grandchildren, our wives, parents, whatever we can do to strengthen ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically, educationally, financially, residentially. We need to do it. And so if you're out there, my friends, and you need more of any of these areas, then you must get it. You must empower yourself through the help of God. Empower yourself to provide for yourself, your wife and children, and those who are depending on you. And I just tell you that in working with incarcerated men and with men who are, you know, addicted to drugs or alcohol, who are in recovery programs for 1 to 2 years, this is really important. Because the children are growing up without their parents. There's great separation due to incarceration or due to, you know, rehab or recovery from substance abuse. And so we have work to do out there in getting that message across. But again, this show today is dedicated to our Blessed Mother Mary, who we love so much. Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus, our Eternal Mother. And we highlight our Blessed Mother Mary because motherhood, once again, is a great gift. And we need to educate and motivate our men to believing that and to honoring motherhood as something special, to be honored, to be protected, defended, and not just to, you know, be undisciplined and sleeping with woman after woman after woman, creating children out of wedlock. God says a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two become one flesh. God didn't say a man will leave his mother and father and join his girlfriend. Let's be clear about that. And that's in the book of Genesis. And so the word of God is the driving force behind this philosophy. And God calls us really to bring this about here in Holy Spirit Radio because of the great numbers of children who are growing up without parents, who are being raised by a single mom or by grandparents. And what can we do about this? And to answer that question, my friends, we really want to be objective, think about our own personal habits, how we conduct ourselves intimately with other people. Are we respecting motherhood, the gift of children? Are we practicing abstinence, chastity? Or are we doing WFG, what feels good, allowing things to occur whenever possible? And, you know, it's one of the great goals for us because we've had over 1,800 men come through the program during the last 10 years in a 50-hour, 10-week, 20-session program. And so, you know, this is very important work for us here at Holy Spirit Radio, but also for me personally as a speaker in the past for Pennsylvanians for Human Life, and for the as vice president many years ago for 6 years at the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, and working in six pro-life organizations to help to, you know, get these messages across to our youth and to young adults as well as adults who are really living out habit patterns that are conducive for chaos in family life. Our job is to build stability and credibility, making men and women role models in family life. And for that, we look to our Holy Family, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Blessed Mother Mary, and Saint Joseph, to create, you know, motherhood, fatherhood, and a family as it is seen in the eyes of God, not as it is seen through the eyes of corporate America or government or the LGBTQ. This is important stuff, my friends. This is traditional marriage and family life. So today we highlight motherhood and also fatherhood, which is so critical. You know, and that's how Wings was born, to give men their captainship, their manhood, to help them become more responsible. And we use aviation analogies to help men to get that in a similar way that the captain of an airliner taking 300 to 400 passengers across the ocean tonight is doing it. His manhood, his captainship is driving that plane. And there are women who are captains on those planes too today who are doing a phenomenal job. Many of them are married. Many of them are single. And many of them have children. But I just tell you, both men and women are getting their captainship and doing things in a responsible way. And that's why we use those aviation analogies in a Wings program, coupled with the Word of God, which the program is rooted in. And, you know, for many years we ran pilgrimages supporting motherhood and family life. And what a genuine blessing we have received by God to allow us to conduct pilgrimages for family life. I remember one trip many years ago. It was a Tuesday through Saturday, February 17th to 21st, 2009, to Mexico City, to the Basilica of Our Lady Guadalupe. And the pilgrimage was advertised right here at Holy Spirit Radio. And Kathy Gasson and Patrick and, Dale and Jane Meyer, Frank Elias, and the people who were really involved in helping to promote our pilgrimages did a phenomenal job. And I just want you to hear the advertisement for this, because it's so important that we, you know, continue the good work that we do in support of motherhood. And who else better to look to than the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe as the patroness of the Americas, the patroness of the unborn. So this is the way it read. Please join us for a five-day spirit-filled journey to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Enjoy deluxe accommodations for four nights at the Ramada Inn, including delicious buffet breakfast and dinner daily, beautiful indoor pool and gym, tour the old and new basilicas of Our Lady Guadalupe, and the church on the mountaintop where St. Juan Diego stood witness to Our Blessed Mother Mary. You'll also tour Mexico City, the Aztec Sun Pyramid, the main cathedral, the archaeological museum, and more. Enjoy the Mexican culture with wonderful meals, great fun, and true spiritual growth. Travel on a direct flight to and from Mexico City and Newark International Airport. Air and ground transportation, hotel tours, 10 meals and gratuities are provided. Please join us. And I just go through that because we're going to be doing more trips in the future, my friends, in support of family life, in support of motherhood, in support of the unborn child, in support of our prison ministry, helping men to make changes, to adopt new habit patterns conducive for a very spiritual life, rooted in the Word of God, versus doing burglaries, home invasions, robbing and running. And, you know, we've done a host of different pilgrimages to many, many shrines. And I just tell you, we've done a lot of good over the years in educating and motivating people with regard to family life. And back on April 20th to the 23rd, 2009, we ran a pilgrimage for family life to Hansville and Irondale, Alabama, to the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, which is the home of Mother Angelica, the foundress of EWTN. And, you know, on our advertisement, it said this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you." And that comes from Matthew 11:28. Join us for a four-day spirit-filled pilgrimage to Alabama. Enjoy three nights at the St. Bernard Retreat Center, run by the Benedictine monks. In addition, experience a full day of spirituality with Mother Angelica's sisters at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Also spend one full day in Irondale, home of EWTN, the Eternal Word Television Network. Experience the Holy Mass with the Franciscan missionaries, confession, adoration, Divine Mercy Chaplet, and delicious catered meals. You'll also enjoy a private tour of the television studio and see Father Mitch Paco taping the show, The Threshold of Hope. On Thursday, you'll visit the beautiful Ave Maria Grotto in Cullman, Alabama, and see more than 125 miniature replicas of the biblical structures and world-famous buildings built by Brother Joseph Zotel. Travel on a direct flight to and from Birmingham, Alabama, and Philly International Airport. All transportation, hotel tours, and meals will be provided. Welcome aboard. And I just give you that, my friends, because over the years, we've run more than 100 pilgrimages. We'd like to do more, and we've run trips to many shrines. And I just tell you, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to run these pilgrimages in support of family life, in support of motherhood and the unborn child. And so in running these pilgrimages, we've met some of the most beautiful people who have really turned around and supported my father's vineyard and have been there to really step up their game and to become activists for family life as well. And so when you look at, some of the work we've done with the help of Holy Spirit Radio, it's just amazing to me that this is now the year 2023, and we began as a guest on Bill Miller's show in 1999, Voices for the Unborn, when God really brought me here as a guest, and Bill interviewed me. And I just tell you, over the last 24 years, God has presented many opportunities for us. But each and every opportunity truly was coordinated with Holy Spirit Radio. Even our work on death row came through Holy Spirit Radio when a man called in looking for someone to come to visit him on death row. And someone who was really on fire for the Lord. And that began, you know, some of our work at Greaterford, but we went to 8 prisons and 100 schools in 25 years and more, and bringing the same messages, you know, of life and family life. And through the help of Holy Spirit Radio and Dale and Jane Meyer, we've been able to touch hearts and change minds, both inside and outside of prison walls. And the work continues. There is no shortage of work or people who need help. God says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me. And this is one of the great messages that we want to, you know, understand clearly, that God calls us to help other people. You know, the beatitude that the Lord delivered in his Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says, you know, blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. And he gives us many beatitudes, many instructions on how to help other people. And this is what we are called to do. Well, the area of motherhood and family life, once again, God calls us to be a voice for the unborn child, a voice for family life, a voice for the protection and defense of motherhood as God sees it. In the eyes of God, are you and I witnessing for motherhood in a positive way? Are we going out and speaking strongly in support of the unborn child, traditional marriage and family life? Our work continues, my friends. You and I can do it together with the help of Holy Spirit Radio. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.